Talking Beans with Alice Zaslavsky for Foodie Tuesday. How are you going, Alice?
Very well, thank you, Raph. How have you been?
Oh, God. Just green beans or all beans?
Well, I thought that I would stipulate fresh beans, okay. And I think the clearest way to talk about that are green beans.
Fresh beans green?
No, there are yellow beans, purple beans, there are speckled beans. So I want to hear all about your multicoloured bean adventures, but just not sort of dried beans. I think we'll leave that for another day.
Oh, it's a whole other school of cooking, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Rehydrating the bean.
It's a totally different can of beans. Sorry, I'll stop now. No, I won't.
Not most. There are going to be people listening going, beans, yuck. Sell them on beans.
Beans are actually one of the last sort of fresh vegetables that I fell in love with because for a long time the squeak really got to me. It was kind of like, you know, when you chew on a bean that's been cooked and it does that squeaky thing on your tooth?
Does it?
Well, that's the point, Raph. So for a long time I thought that that was just beans, but I realised after a while that it was because I was undercooking the beans. So when you hit that real sweet spot
of... they're good when they're crunchy, no?
There's a happy medium between crunch and squeak. So I would say between 2 to 3 minutes, depending on the size of the bean.
But you've been selling me raw veggies. Don't you like the raw bean?
It depends. So because they're a legume, they do need to be cooked. But then there are others, like, you know, if you get a fresh broad bean straight off the stem, you can eat that raw. Absolutely.
You can go through that. From Matt in Burwood, I read this on our tour. I have a great recipe for bean soup, but it's bean soup. What is it now? Boom tish. Okay, Matt, so I read it out. Jenny in Fitzroy, I hate the squeak. I hope you're going to tell us how to avoid the squeak. We'll
yes,
try.
Jenny!
And the happy medium between a crunch and a squeak is a creak.
I like that. Okay, let's talk creaky beans then.
How do you get rid of the squeak?
Blanch the beans. Yes. So the reason that you blanch is because you want to shock them so that they don't overcook because that's when you get that sort of squishy.
Oh, yeah, mushy greens.
Yeah, that's too far, way too far. So 2 to 3 minutes.
School canteen food.
Oof, terrible. So 2 to 3 minutes is quite enough time to break down. Stop with the noises, Raph, and the faces. You guys can't see them, but they're not. You must have had a really great canteen.
Image of Basil Fawlty vomiting like a cat in Fawlty Towers. That's what I always think of when I think of mushy green beans.
That needs to be turned into a gif, I think.
Oh,
so 2 to 3 minutes?
Yeah.
And then
too long.
Really?
Yeah. No, don't you just want it to change colour?
Well, that's funny. So if you're not blanching at the end, then that's probably too long. But let's say if you're just chucking them into boiling water, it's 1 to 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then they'll keep cooking. But if you're going to shock them...
Why can't you steam them to just cook them lightly?
You can steam them if you want to, but it takes longer. So,
longer?
Yeah.
Yeah, so easier. Harder to stuff up.
Harder to stuff up. That's a good place to start
if you're just starting to...
Horses for courses.
Horses for courses. 1300 222 774. Oh, I like this. Lightly steamed with butter and salt and pepper and parsley. And if I'm not feeling lazy, add some chopped garlic and almonds, lightly fried. Yeah.
Yum. Yeah. And that's a really good tip, actually. So if you are steaming them or if you're boiling them and you taste one once they've already stopped cooking and you've still got the squeak, finish them off in the pan with some olive oil or some butter, some garlic, some lemon zest.
You can, in fact, just do the beans in the fry pan, bit of water to blanch them, bit of soy for flavour, chuck the almonds on, serve. Delightful.
Totally. And you can go next level as well by using stock instead of water, and then you get that extra flavour.
Next level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that often enough, steaming or cooking the veggies in the stock. It's good.
It's really good. And what you can do is have frozen stock cubes in the freezer.
Oh, good idea. Yeah.
Instead of having to...
Rice in stock as well, and pasta in stock is quite nice.
Couscous in stock, yep. Anytime that you're cooking a grain or a pulse, stock.
Dave's in Waverley. Have you got a recipe recommendation for us?
Sorry?
Have you got a recipe recommendation for us?
Oh, hi, Raph. I was just talking to your producer. Sorry, mate.
Hi, Dave.
Just real quick. Hi there. Sorry, guys. I use the baby beans, like and the skinnier the better. Okay, the lumpy beans are no good because they've already started to produce the seeds. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and then they're just no good. So you get the baby beans. Just chop off the stem, like where they're attached to the vine. Get a pan. I don't bother blanching them. I'll just quickly wash them. Get a pan of rice bran oil, I find it to be the best, and get it really, really hot. And chuck them in that with some chili flakes, okay, dry chili flakes. They get sort of slightly burnt.
So you're not pre-blanching, you're basically sort of giving them the hard fry.
That's it, mate. And then a crack of salt if you really need it. And they're just awesome. They're just so nice. And they go with literally anything, absolutely anything. And it's 5 minutes and that's it, done.
Boom. Love it, Dave. Chili flakes, rice bran oil, chuck them in the fry pan.
And what I love the most about that recipe is that you are getting the colour on those beans. So burnishing the beans, burning them a little bit, is delicious.
Burned veggies are good.
Absolutely.
Lightly burn.
Lightly.
Lightly burn veggies. Ms. Don in Hardware Lane, yummiest mixed bean bag with blanched beans, oil, lime zest and French salt. That's from Roz in South Bank. You wanted to mention Ms. Don?
I absolutely did. So Ms. Don is one of my most memorable vegetable dishes.
Yeah.
Oh, they honestly, I think about those beans at least once a day, and I thought that was just a normal thing. And I asked my husband and he's like, no. But I honestly love the Ms. Don beans, and they're one of my memorable Melbourne dishes in today's edition of Good Food. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so got a veggie article in The Age, in their food supplement today.
I do. It's been a while, but here I am.
Tell me something close to the way Ms. Don do them. We'll put a recipe up.
Great. So, I actually got Afik, the chef, to send me the recipe because I love it so much and I wanted to share it because it is something that you can do at home really, really easily. So it's about blanching the beans, but it's about creating a really well-seasoned dressing. And the reason why I say well-seasoned is because it's having it as acidic, as sort of not too salty, but kind of going... turning the dial on all of those flavours beyond what you expect, because once it goes through those beans, it's yummy. If you don't have lime zest, you can definitely use lemon zest. So it's lemon zest, olive oil, salt, garlic. So grated garlic or
grated
crushed garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's kind of, I would say, because this is a kitchen recipe, you would imagine that they would be grating or microplaning a lot of garlic. Mm. But if you're just at home and you want to just...
I have never grated garlic.
I have grated garlic. That's what I do when I'm
extra. Is it any different to, just give me the fine chop?
Yes, absolutely. So a lot of chefs say don't ever grate garlic and don't ever garlic crush garlic. I think Jamie Oliver's part of that camp because it releases the oils and it can, if the garlic's already a little bit bitter, it can make it a bit more bitter.
Because garlic, that you change the... flavour. I mean,
you bruise it.
It's a chemical reaction. Once you cut the garlic, something, it changes.
Totally, yeah. Totally. And so that's why Italians would never grate garlic. They're always going to finely slice like that Goodfellas scene.
Look, we will put that recipe up on the website, abc.net.au/recipes, and it'll be on the Drive. It'll be on the Drive website as well. It's on our Twitter recipe at the moment, and it's on our website right now. What's blanching? Because a few people are. Just clarify, what
good,
does it mean?
Good. I'm so glad that you asked. So blanching means cooking in boiling water. So you're throwing something into boiling hot water and then you're shocking it straight, taking it out using a sieve or a colander.
Slotted spoon.
Slotted spoon, whatever it is, straight into iced cold water, a big bowl of iced cold
water.
You
do the slowdown as well.
Oh, yeah.
Steaming's easier.
We've discussed this before, Raf, if you want to steam. Because the thing about, I think the thing about blanching is that you do get a more vibrant colour. So for something like the Ms. Don beans, which the reason the Ms. Don beans are extra special is because they use seven different beans.
I challenge you, Ms. Zaslavsky.
Yes.
I don't think you're right. I think you get just as much colour with the steam.
Tonight I will steam some beans.
Steam them and boil them, blanch them next to each other.
Yes. We'll discuss next time.
You just want that rich, dark green, the change, don't you?
Yeah, you definitely want the change, but I guess I get impatient. And also, it takes ages. You've boiled the water. You just want it done.
Some of your texts, oh my gosh, people are so so wonderfully descriptive. Hi, guys. Our favourite way to eat beans is blanched beans. Combine plain yogurt, mayonnaise, Dijon mustard, salt and pepper. Serve over warm beans and top with toasted almond flakes. Delicious. That's from Virginia in Inverloch. So a lot of love for the shaved almond on the bean.
Loving the bean.
You need the contrast.
You've got the contrast, you've got the crunch, and I notice a creamy element in all of those as well.
Yeah, I'm not... can't quite do the yogurt in the dressing thing with the bean. Nah, it doesn't work for me. Virginia should knock herself out in Inverloch, but no. No. Soy is also good. You know, the soy, mirin, ponzu, something
chili,
like that with the almond.
Like what Dave mentioned. Yeah. I'm going to try steaming beans. You can try garlic in your dressing.
I'll try. Italian green beans. Steamed beans till al dente in a saucepan. Tablespoon of oil. Tablespoon of tomato paste. Diced onion, clove, crushed garlic, chopped tomato, salt, pepper. A teaspoon of sugar. Stir and let sit for 5 minutes. Oh, wow.
Mm. And that would be very much a cucina povera recipe, which is kind of like peasant-style food, because beans are a fantastic source of plant protein. So that's why you often see them in stews and things as a replacement for meat.
Take me through the other beans. You mentioned a whole lot. I've only got I've only got the green beans in my mind. What, I don't even know if I've ever had speckled beans.
Speckled beans? Well, I would probably put speckled beans in the dry camp, like bolotti beans, but the outside of the casing of a bolotti bean has that purple and white. But I'm talking butter beans. For me, butter beans are pretty exciting. They're the ones that are bright yellow, and they're the same size as a green bean.
Alice Zaslavsky is with us. She does have an article in the Good Food Guide about veggies, and someone actually texted it, just dug the Good Food Guide out of the recycling bin. Lucky you mentioned it. Oh. There you go. What were you looking at in that?
So I was actually looking at a recipe. Somebody's texted in to me, Raph.
Go to that if you want to.
Fantastic. Yep. And it's Madhur Jaffery's South Indian style stir-fried green beans. And the thing that, yes, so that recipe again, blanching the beans. So again, boiling hot water into iced water. Take it out of the iced water. Don't leave it in there once it's cooled because.
And the iced water is to stop them cooking.
To keep that bright colour.
Sure.
And then you're going to heat up some spices in your pan. Add in oil and then add back in the beans and you're banking like a curry. And what I love about beans and what this reminds me of very strongly is the fact that every cuisine, every culture has fantastic bean recipes. So I'd love to hear more.
Mm. How do you sell beans to children?
Crunchy. So do keep the crunch for kids.
Crunch and salt. That's the soy sauce is the secret, isn't it, with the bean for
love
children?
Love it. Salt always. Seasoning makes such a difference because it brings out the sweetness and the creaminess. But I think the best way to sell a bean to kids is to grow beans because they're so easy to grow. And actually, I was chatting to a fantastic chef, Matt Stone and Joe Barrett today, who have an amazing kitchen garden out in Coldstream. And they talked about the three sisters growing method, which is growing corn and beans underneath the corn so it grows up the corn and pumpkin or zucchini at the bottom so it creates a bed and the three create this gorgeous symbiotic kind of system. So if you can do that in your garden in just one small patch, that's how you sell vegetables to kids.
Makes a difference, doesn't it, if they grow it themselves.
Absolutely. And I know one of my good friends is a kitchen garden specialist and they have to put signs up to say, please don't touch the green the broad beans until they get into the kitchen because the kids are obsessed.
Don't eat them. More of your suggestions on the text, 0437 774 774. Chop beans, to 3 centimetres, okay. Finely sliced tomatoes, brown onion, marinate it all in balsamic olive oil and soft brown sugar. Oh, wow. Okay, so you've got the chopped beans, tomatoes, brown onion, all marinated in balsamic olive oil and soft brown sugar, served with spaghetti as a side. I've not heard of a dish like that. I reckon I could give that a try. I would go there. I'm in the midst of harvesting a crop of barna beans right now. I find them best eaten on the back bench. Barna beans? What are barna beans?
Please send pics. That could be an autocorrect.
Yeah, okay. Don't know what barna beans are. Another quick and simple green beans recipe. Drizzle sesame oil, scattering of sesame seeds, cover 3 minutes in the microwave. Boom. That's from Terry. Oh, mirin. Mirin in the beans? Maybe mirin in the beans. Yeah, and mirin's the number one way to sell vegetables to children, isn't it? Because it's sweet.
Oh, yeah. It's a sweet Japanese vinegar.
Yeah.
So certainly mirin, soy sauce together.
Yeah. Mirin, soy sauce, almond flakes. Easy.
Yum, yum.
And 1300 222 774. I do want to take you back, though. What was the point of your article?
Oh, the point of my article is that increasingly top chefs are choosing vegetable dishes and that's where they're really showing off their culinary chops. So when you're going out, head straight to the vegetable section of the menu and you'll start to see a lot more vegetable dishes popping up everywhere. It's not just sort of like the consolation prize risotto. It's the main. Make it the hero. And I tell you, okay, I know it sounds very MasterChef-y to make something, to make an ingredient the hero, but if you make vegetables the hero, first of all, it tastes fantastic. Second of all, you tend to see some interesting stuff that you haven't seen before. Third of all, it's lighter on the hip pocket. You'll walk away probably, you know, half the cost of a meal where you're protein heavy, veg light.
Go veggie, go healthy. Alice, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Raph.